Welcome back to another exciting episode of Ask a Goddess. Today I am talking about something that is very serious and near and dear to the hearts of many, and that has been recently not only asked of your beautiful goddess, Jen, but also has been a huge topic, particularly on social media and the internet, because it is about the internet. And that is the passing of the horrible bill, FOSTA and SESTA. And not to get too political with you, but if you know me at all, you know my feelings about our current government and our president, or I should say, you know, season two of The Apprentice, you know, White House edition. Anyways, thank you, Bill Maher, for that reference. FOSTA and SESTA were passed into law by the House last month, and it was very scary and still is a very scary thing for sex workers. And the particular reason why I find personally that it is very scary is because it's not really helping anyone, in my honest opinion. The question that I got was, hey, goddess, how do you feel about FOSTA and SESTA? Fuck it. That's how I feel. I don't think it's as scary for people who do what I do that are webcam models, because we're technically working on a consensual network. But it is also scary because we don't know much about it. We don't know what could happen. And because this particular bill is an amendment to Article 230. Article 230 says that any website can be held liable if they believe or are deemed to be possibly targeting, either through third party or by themselves, whichever owner it is or person that published it, ads that target sex work, whether it is consensual or non. So it's really scary because certain things, like married couples, for instance, who want to have, you know, Skype sex, or even if, for instance, a website that I work on or whatnot could be deemed inappropriate if someone says or feels that that person is targeting for sex traffic. Let that sink in for a little bit. Go ahead. Okay. That scares the piss out of me. As someone who was in a long-distance relationship with my sweetheart for a year and a half, I can tell you right now that apparently the government doesn't have anything better to do than to go on Skype, go on, you know, personal places, go on everything that we're adults, I can be vulgar, that you may be jacking or jilling off to, and tell you that you can't look at it anymore. When, quite frankly, we all know damn well that the commander-in-chief has probably got way dirtier shit on his PC than any of us do. And if you're going to tell me that you need to police my personal preferences and what I do in my spare time, then you've got problems. And also, I am not myself an escort. I have never been an escort. I do know people that have worked in the sex trade, prostitution, escorting, whatever you want to call it, business, that are at risk of losing their jobs. And now, with such services as Backpage being seized, have no way to screen their clients. And unfortunately, now sex workers are being talked about in very negative ways, and we're all being lumped together as, you know, one. And that's not the case. I have no problem with however a female or male or transgender or whatever, and don't beat me up for this, wants to make money. I do have a problem when people who shouldn't get involved in things that they have no business sticking their nose and their orange finger into. Anyways, so my feeling on FOSTA and SESTA is that not only do we need more information, but it's not doing anyone any good. In fact, it's probably doing more harm. Because if people do not have a place to openly screen clients, then they are going to be forced to be on the street, and they're going to be forced to go to pimps, and they're going to be scared. And no amount of censoring, no amount of checking a box, no amount of signing a letter, no amount of anything is going to take away the harsh reality that is for sex trade. And what a nice thing about services like Backpage and, you know, Verify Him and different screening services like that for people who are, you know, I don't know what the proper term is, but for people that need those services is that they had them and now they don't. And since Backpage has closed, there have been 16 people who have gone missing. I'm taking a moment of silence because I don't want to think about what might have happened. Like I said, they need to, no pun intended, think long and hard about what they're doing and about the fact that we don't need censorship. We need leadership. We need protection. We need to feel like our government is not against us, like they are actually for us. And there needs to be also some investigation into the fact that not only does our president not pay any taxes at all, but yeah, okay. Like, where are his tax returns? I gotta go and file all this shit. I gotta go do all this stuff. You know, I've gotta go pay 30% taxes. So next time that any of you assholes, because there are those that are still out there, want to come at me and tell me that I don't have a real job and that I'm pathetic, two things. One, I'm in school and I use a lot of my earnings, actually a few things, I'm going to lose count. For starters, I use my earnings, most of them, to pay my tuition. Also, my mother is sick. I'm currently trying to find a new place for her to go, even, because her level of care has escalated. So I'm paying for that. And then also, like my friend Chris Crocker said the other day, I love you, Chris, if you're listening, you rock. Hopefully you're listening, because you're pretty cool. I or them or you, no one is any better than anyone else, no matter what side of the screen they are on, no matter what side of the cash transaction they are on. But our own, you know, president is currently under investigation in a sex scandal. And, you know, no one's looking at the fact that he might possibly need to be impeached, and that he has a court hearing that he's probably not going to show up for. Like, we need to look more into this. And also, if he has used the services of sex workers, I would think deep down that he would be a bit more supportive of them. FOSTA and SESTA were originally put into act because, unfortunately, there was a 16-year-old girl who was pushed into sex trafficking through Backpage, and we all know how that turned out. But my point is that not only does more investigation into the people that are making these laws need to go into effect, but also people need to realize Congress needed to realize, but of course, unfortunately, they don't, that certain laws not only need more research, but are not doing anybody any good. The government should get out of our bedrooms, get their head out of their ass, and realize what they're dealing with, because sex workers are people just like everyone else, and we deserve some protection, and we deserve to feel like we can still effectively, safely, and efficiently do our jobs. And ladies, gentlemen, non-binary, I don't even know, there's so many terms now, whatever you identify as and whatever you do, please be safe, be kind to each other, and be well. And much love. And I will be back later to ask more things, to answer more things. And if you want to see me live on cam, the link is www.jenvegassm.com. You can also find me on Twitter at jenvegas, J-E-N-N Vegas, as well as my Clips for Sale store, which is clipsforsale.com, store number 61205, Night Flirt Jennifer Vegas. You can use that beautiful search engine thing to look up Jen Vegas, Jennifer Vegas, and you should find a few things. Thank you for making me best fetish model. I love you guys, and I will be back later. Stay safe, be well, and continue to be kinky. Mwah.